4HGX. Mobile.
KN4GFW mobile.
It's just me and you this morning.
Be sleeping in this morning.
Everybody is.
This morning would be a good morning to sleep in if you could do it, right?
Good morning for it. Going anywhere special for Thanksgiving?
We're doing the Outer Banks. I got, we're going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, Susan coming back Monday, and her mom and sister and brother-in-law going back on Sunday.
Hope y'all have a good time, and hope weather's good for y'all.
Well, right now, the long range says it's going to be 60-something. And that, so that won't be too bad. And that, we're going to go, I guess, that Wednesday night, going to drive up to Cary, and then drive from Cary over there Thanksgiving Day.
I hope y'all have a good time.
Well, they're supposed to, the campground's supposed to be providing turkey and desserts. We just got to bring sides and that, you know, big community thing, so that'll be different.
I guess we're just sitting at the house.
And daughter-in-law ain't coming over?
Probably not. I think he's got to work. So, not sure on that yet. But all the stuff we used to do for Thanksgiving don't do anymore.
It's like those start to fade away, don't they? And I remember that working on the holidays.
Working at a plant, that's what you get a lot of times. I don't know, my mom's gone, my grandmother's gone, so that's where we used to go for Thanksgiving. Just don't do it anymore, the family don't get together.
It just seems like it, you know, it gets less and less get-togethers the older we get. I saw where those fine ladies on The View recommended that if your family members voted different than you, then, you know, just don't associate with them during the holidays this year, so it won't be so stressful for you.
It's ridiculous. Just because you vote a different way doesn't mean you're any less family or anything like that. And just don't talk about politics and still enjoy the time.
Yeah, it just seemed pretty stupid to read it.
Good morning, guys.
Just anymore, it's crazy. If you don't believe exactly the same way I do, you can't carry on a conversation and be civil with one another. I don't understand that.
Yeah, roger that. Good morning, dude. KN4GFW.
Good, Patrick.
Dude, hope you're having a good start to your day and enjoying test driving that recliner.
Look at me. Recliner.
Rest of us, you're a creature of habit.
Right there. Everybody doing good this morning?
I'm here getting ready to turn off 25 onto 11, so I got just a minute left before I switch vehicles.
Over here in my radio station at the house, I just got a straight back wooden chair.
Yeah, I got my radio's down here in the shop, and I got a recliner in the shop. It sits kind of in front of the TV, so that's where I sit down when I take a break.
Shop, if you got a recliner and a TV in there?
Couch in it and stuff like that, and I had to get that out of here because I'd wind up taking naps.
In the recliner?
I never could do that. I've dozed in the one upstairs before, but I don't like that feeling. It's weird, so I just... Yeah, I won't do it. If I feel like I'm getting sleepy, I get up. I keep the TV, because I'm down here by myself in the shop, and it keeps the TV, you know, I'll just turn it on sometimes a movie channel or something, and it'll just start rolling movies, you know, and then sometimes I put it on the Real America's Voice and listen to what's going on, and it'll, yeah, if I see something I like, I might sit down a minute and watch it.
done. Catch my interest like that, and I wouldn't get nothing done.
Anything, really, since that storm. We lost our power, so I had to use the generator for the house. And I hadn't done worked on anything, really, other than the chainsaws and that kind of stuff. But, and I hadn't got started back. It's funny.
Generator, I need to fire mine off. I haven't ran it since the storm.
A week ago, our power went out for about 6 or 7 hours. And I thought, oh boy, here we go again. They're doing something serious. I fired a generator and ran it for, you know, about 5 hours. Because after it was off an hour, I went ahead and did it. And I ran an extension cord down here to the shop and one to the house.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump out for just a minute so I can switch vehicles. I'll be back shortly.
And 4 GFW.
We'll switch in those vehicles.
Hey, you got cut off that time.
Camp 7, and I just let off. I thought I heard something going on. I just let off, and it was ID, and so... But yeah, I hadn't started back on anything. I feel like I'm in a rut.
It's hard to get back started, right?
Like when you've been on a vacation or something, and you're like, next day, oh man, I got to go back to work. You really don't want to. It's kind of like that, and in this case, I don't have to.
Track of days, don't you?
Man, the wife really does. You know, we're talking one day, she's, what day is this? And I said, Thursday. She said, it's not Thursday. She said, it's Tuesday, isn't it? And I said, oh, heck, I don't know. I thought it was Thursday. She said, you mean to tell me you really don't know what day it is? I said, well, no, not really. And she asked, called somebody and they were talking. I said, ask them what day it is. And it turned out it was Wednesday. And I said, darn, you're just as dumb as I am.
But if you're not going anywhere, does it really matter?
When I was working, I could tell you the date, the hour, everything.
It don't mean too much anymore.
I haven't ever forgotten Fridays. It's when it's Friday, it's I still have that cool feeling of, hey, it's Friday today, even though it's, I guess it's for everybody else, but it does feel good when Friday's here.
Hump day for me.
My day for you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me. This job's a pretty laid back coast mine job.
We didn't work on Saturdays, so that gave us the Saturday and Sunday, unless we wanted to work, but rarely did we want to.
It runs 24/7, but I only work Monday through Friday, and I'm off at 4.
When it's about 3:30, and you're almost ready. I was a teenager working. Man, it was about a half hour. For end of the day Friday, we had the whole weekend coming up, had plans, you know.
Off of a long weekend, because they gave us Veterans Day for a holiday.
Now, speaking of that, did you see where Trump picked Pete Hegseth for defense? I picked Pete Hegseth for Department of Defense.
Bunch of picking for positions, but I'm not familiar with that name.
He's a good one. He's a good patriot. Young fella, he was, I don't know where he is, if he's even in the media. I don't watch Fox anymore, but I know he was on Fox, and he was a real patriot.
But was he like a Green Beret or something like that?
Yep.
so many people and some of the names I'm not familiar with. I don't really keep a close watch on politics. A little bit, just whatever the news pops up across the computer, and that's usually only while I'm at work.
Yeah, we leave the TV on and even the radio and stuff. We hear all this stuff, and of course, friends will call us and tell, "Hey, did you see what happened? Who so and so Trump just picked up?" You know, so we're hearing everything. But yeah, he's picking some good people. I'll tell you that.
Got it a little more under control this time than last time. He knows how to play the game, who's in and who's not in.
You know, we knew that was coming, though. There's something fishy when they run an election this long. She lost. But I don't think it'll be in vain. I think Trump's going to pick her for something because she's too good just to leave out there.
Picking a lot of loyalists, right?
Hell, he's picking good ones because the left is going nuts.
They're trying to figure out what they can do to, in the last 6 weeks to stop him.
He's coming like a wrecking ball. They know it. You know, I don't know what they think they can do, but he'll have to make it end up. We still got problems in there. They're, all the swamp creatures, they're going to start surfacing. Maybe even today with this vote, they're talking about having a snap election.
What are you going to do? You know, if you're trying to stop him or whatever, what are you going to do that where it won't make it look like you're, you know, against all the people that voted for him?
We call him the turtle, McConnell. He's trying to do all this under wraps where nobody will know who did what, but that's not going to happen. They're going to find out. So we'll see. I hope there's no liberals listening here. If you are, I'm sorry.
I hear you. KN4GFW.
This is just so fun to watch this stuff. You know, I like to watch the liberals blowing up.
W4FCM, standing by. Guys, done. I'll call my son. I just listened to them. W4FCM. Boy, well, I'm glad that they could leave yesterday. It's colder today. Whoa.
It's close.
Today, when I'm most early leave for the third time, and what is it, 48 out there today? So, whoa. Glad I did it. W4FCM, just listening for a little bit. I hear my son.
Good Red from N4A's Eddie. This is Dude.
Hearing you before, but good to meet you. I'm here in Traveler's Rest, so keep it down, so wake my wife up. I'm 6 o'clock, and she's 4 to 7:30, so won't be too loud here at W4FCM.
Easily.
Honestly, near Gary, around the corner from Gary, so it's where he lives too, out there. Likes it very much, W4FCM.
Where Gary is, but I don't think we're far apart, maybe a handful of miles at the most.
Guy that's helped so many people, a friend over many, many years, W4FCM.
Super guy. I haven't met anybody. I take that back. I did meet Patrick's the only one I've met through this 2-meter radio. Of course, I hadn't had a radio long either. Until just after the storm.
Morning, Fred. This is Patrick. And morning again, guys.
Dave, to start with.
Got it. And we all get names mixed up.
Is he right?
Done tried to make it Thursday already this morning.
Tired. Oh.
Big plans for Thanksgiving.
Well, it'll be the usual. You know, the family gets together and we'll go up. We used to do it here at our house, but my oldest brat, she built a pretty good-sized house close by here, so we usually go up there. All of us meet, you know, the family meets up there, and we do our Thanksgiving there since she built her house.
Glad y'all are still getting together.
always been a tight-knit family. We even have the cousins come, and they come over and eat, too. And there's probably about 12 or 14 of us right in there. Used to be like 30 people thereabouts used to always do it, you know, and we did it at a different location. But, you know, the older people slowly died off, you know.
That's what's happened to my family, and now we don't even get together.
You have to be the magnet and keep it going. I mean, for you, the time does, you know that.
In there.
You're about to be in between the lines right now, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day and be safe, and I'll try to catch you guys later today. KN4 DMW.
Okay, and be careful out there. KO4HK.
Later, man. I'll try to turn this on once in a while throughout the day when I'm back and forth here. Be careful. Catch you later on in 4AZE.
Still got a few more minutes.
What do you call it? The generator people are coming out today to survey and take pictures, they said, see everything. So they're, but then, you know, they said that thing's about 6 weeks away.
Sure, there's a lot of people putting them in right now.
Because it's not the installation, it's getting the, you have to get in line for the machine, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, this afternoon, so I got to be around here. They don't have an exact time, so. But I guess they're just going to take pictures, or maybe, I don't know, they maybe start clearing the spot out and getting it ready. I don't know.
And you'll have to let me know again which company you went with. The best deal.
Yeah, we got from 20,000, and this was the lowest.
I've been quoted before for changing mine out, and I'm like, nah, I'll just keep dealing with it.
The biggest thing is the installation of it is where they, I guess it's where they make their money, because you can see pretty much what you can get the generators for even online, so, you know, I'm sure they're doing a 20% thing or something when they buy them, but I guess they make it off the installation. But my neighbors next door, for the same exact generator, spent $16,000, and I saw some other places were 20 to 22, turnkey, and this thing turnkey was 12.
Good deal.
Please, that I got in there, we all three got together at the same time, and we all bought one, so that, I think that helped out too.
Buying in volume does help.
Asking me, you're going to get one? And I said, yeah, I'm going to get one. He said, well, I'm going to get one too. You know, none of us can outdo the other, right?
That's like keep up with the Joneses, right?
Are you sure you're going to? I said, yeah, I'm getting one. Well, which one are you getting? And anyway, they came out and looked at their place, and then we all met back here, and I said, I'm getting a 24. It's more than I need, but I'm getting it. So everybody got 24s.
More than what you need, that way you got room for expansion, and then you're not working the generator so hard. As long as you're not going too far, there is a point where you just go too far past what you need.
Things, when they quit, it's going to be at the wrong time anyway. Vicky likes to cook, she loves cooking, so we've got a gas stove top, but we've still got a electric oven, and it doesn't matter. Even when we had our other generator, she'd fire up the oven and cook a turkey. And a ham or whatever.
Cook, that's what matters, right?
They don't care about amperage or voltage or any of that. They just want to turn the stuff on and it work. You run the dryer and the oven at the same time. It's like, well, why not? It's a generator. And I'm like, well, it's not going to work that way.
My wife to understand that, too. Something else.
The first one I got had been years ago. It was a little, it was a 2000 Honda. And I just set it on the back porch, plugged it in, you know, pulled the breakers and plugged it in. We watched TV. And so I cut the stuff off, and I cut the refrigerator off, and then made sure everything else was off when I cut the refrigerator on. It was a little, so. But anyway, the generator kept cutting off on me, and I'm like, what is going on? I go fire it up, it run. I come in the house, it shut off. And I don't understand what's going on. She said, I know it won't make my coffee. I said, hold on, I leave that coffee pot off. She was turning the coffee pot on, and it killed the generator.
HGX, yeah. That little 2,000 watt or 15,000 watt or 1,500 generators, they don't like your coffee pots that much.
Something's going on with the motor, carburetor, or losing spark or something, because it'd run and you'd hear it loading and die. And I'm like, what in the world? This thing's brand new. She did the coffee pot, but I had to cut everything else off.
That's why I got the whole house generator. That way I don't have to worry about that. And mine would run the whole house except for the dryer. And that's just because I didn't have enough circuit breakers for it.
Got a big enough one is to do that. That's what I want, you know, that way, because I told them, they said, well, they were all trying to get me to do an 18, and they said, it'll cut off this so this can run. And I said, no, you don't understand. Wife, she want to be baking, she want to be running a dryer when she wants to. We need to be able to do that. So I'm like, why can't you do that? Because they got lights and everything. They don't understand it.
Dude, I have arrived here where I'm going, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear you this morning, and I hope you have an excellent day, and you and Miss Vicky, so be careful out there if you go anywhere. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Sell some stuff. We'll catch you maybe later on today, or at least by in the morning, and I'll get out of here too. Fred, good to meet you. I'll try to remember your name next time with the voice. And you and your son, I hope you get hooked up there. N4AZ8.